I'm tuning in to you. You're turning me on. You're turning me.
Let it fall off my face. Bite with your fur this smaller. I'm feeling so much older. I'll change my mind tomorrow. We'll be right back.
go? If you could go anywhere, where would you go? If you could go anywhere, would you wanna stay here? If you could go anywhere, where would you go? If you could go anywhere, where would you go?
Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Bangers with Claire. It has been a little bit, but as promised, today I have two very special guests with me. I have two of my best friends, Mac and Amon. Woo! If you guys want to just introduce yourselves, say like a fun fact or something.
Hi, I'm Mac. I don't really got a fun fact. I like music.
Yep. Yay! Okay, Iman.
I'm Iman. I'm not gonna lie, I can't really think of a fun fact at the top of my head either. Just that I have like three separate Instagram accounts with three different purposes.
Not the plug.
You know what? Go for it.
You know what? I live.
Guys, my art account, not Iman.
Follow me on Instagram, who's Mac _.
Wait, I'm kind of living for the plugs, but we have to move on. So we started that off with Radio by Bershi. Iman, you picked this song. If you want to really quickly just talk about like why you picked it or something you really like about the song.
Oh, I don't, there's like no reason other than I started playing Dispatch recently and I really liked it. So I was like, okay, I might as well just choose a song from that game because it's really good. And I can't put a song from Claire Obscure, right?
Yeah. For those who don't know, Iman is like the biggest Claire Obscure fan, I think, in the entire world. Yeah.
I actually had a project on Claire Obscure, and I was at 2,400 words at one point. The word count was 1,200. I think it took me a solid 4 hours to cut down everything.
Okay.
I got a little too excited.
Yeah. Okay, after that, we played Bloodbath in brackets Dance by K-Mo, and then we followed that up with Dream Sequence by Jane Remover. And if anybody I know in the world is the biggest fan of Jane Remover, I think it is Matt.
It's me. I didn't really have a reason to pick these two songs. I've been really getting into K-Mo recently. I absolutely love his work. Bloodbath is probably like my favorite song of his personally. Thousand Yard Stare is also good, but I don't know. It's just something about Bloodbath. And Jane Remover, Dream Sequence has always been kind of like my song. Like that's my song. Jane, like, I don't know. I love Jane. She's great. I love her.
Okay, and then two more songs for Mac, because unfortunately when we put this playlist together, the vibes of the music seem to be like really different, but it's all good. Like, I live. So we have, how am I even supposed to say the name
like
of this?
Cat, like cat emoji.
Okay, so it's all symbols, but it's like a cat raising the roof. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Does that like work? That's how I'm going to explain it. Mm-hmm. But it's by Nina Jirachi. When you search Nina Jirachi up on Spotify, I'm sure you'll be able to find it and it will be fine. And after that, another song for Mac again. It's Doppler by The Help. Help is with two L's. So you want to talk about those two?
I really like The Help. I really enjoy The Help. SSX is probably like my favorite song by them, but couldn't really play it. But you know what? Time constraints and everything. Yeah. I don't know. I really like experimental kind of music. Nina Jirachi is great. She's an artist kind of like up on the rise. You might have heard iPod Touch by her. Same artist, same kind of vibes. Yeah, that's like all I got.
Clock that tea. And with that, we have a lot more really great music coming up. So the three of us will see you guys after the break.
I do my makeup in somebody else's car. We order different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did and I wanna scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Well, those great whites, they have big teeth.
Oh, they bite you, thought you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light of floor? On the light of floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I
sings, the city sings them back to you. Well, those rumors, they have big teeth.
Oh, they bite you. Thought you said that you would always be in love, but you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light up floor? On the light up floor. But I hear sounds in my mind, brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you ever I go. But honey, I'll be seeing
you. Take it all back, 'cause it's over, nothing is a given away. You're looking for something bad. Take it back.
Take it back. Take it back.
And with that, once again, we are back. We started that segment of songs off with Green Light by Lorde. Mac picked this, and when I saw this, I was like, yay! This is like literally like one of my favorite songs ever. And after that, we had Hope I'm Alive by Metric, which was also picked by Mac. Do not worry, guys. Iman's soon songs are coming soon. Do you want to talk about some of the...
Well, I mean, Lorde has always been, I would say, like, a part of me. I've been listening to her music since I was really young. You know, I won't have her be royal. All that.
No, what's it called? The South Park episode?
Yes.
I am Lord.
Yeah. But just like, I don't know, like she's always been there, like in the back of my mind. So I was like, okay, you know what? Why not? And as for Metric, kind of like a similar way. I used to listen to Metric a lot on the radio. Metric? Yes. Yeah, wow. English. Used to listen to Metric.
Like a method of measurement.
Yes. Girl. Yeah. I used to listen to Metric a lot on the radio as a kid, breathing underwater, especially, you know.
Tell them.
Yeah, that's everything. Yeah. That's all
after
I got.
That, one more by Mac, which was Brother Down by the Sam Roberts Band. And then we did, this one's Iman's, finally, Sunglasses at Night by Corey Hart. And then we finished that off with another song from Iman, Man Eater by Nelly Furtado. So if you guys want to talk about those songs, you can start.
I'm not going to lie. I chose Maneater because I was doing Just Dance last night and I was like really bored. I started doing QDC and I realized, wow, I might not be the best at dance. So as like a coping mechanism, I went home and played Just Dance and Maneater happened to like come up. And then earlier today in English, I was like deciding on a Canadian artist to include and I searched up Canadian artists and all of a sudden Nelly Furtado happened to be there. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'll just put like Maneater.
This is crazy, Lord. Do you also want to talk about the Corey Hart song?
Oh, I used to listen to that a lot when I was in high school. And then I suddenly found out he was Canadian. And I was like, wait, I listened to this guy before.
Yeah. Okay, and because we're probably also not going to have time to do another talking segment, we're going to try and go through the next last few five songs that we're going to play. Spoiler, I did actually pick a whopping 2 songs today.
Oh my God.
Woo! I know. I did so much work. Wow, look at me. I mean, I did also have to chase you guys around a little bit, but that was okay.
Okay, it wasn't working on my phone.
Well, okay, I'm not going to lie. I'm so bad with like when I'm added to the Spotify playlist, I'm so bad at like adding the songs.
I'm very
but
good at it,
I'm gonna start it off know. With the very iconic No Tears Left to Cry by Ariana Grande. You know where you were when this came out. I'm sorry, you know exactly where you were, what the time was, what the weather was like. Sixth when this came grade. Out the music video right went so hard Not Jennifer Coolidge entering the chat.
I want to be all the time.
But I just think it's a really good song, and I think Sweetener is a really great cohesive album, and I think it doesn't get enough love. I can't take myself seriously right now.
I don't think wow. it gets enough love.
And I'm crying. And then after that, against the wishes of the peanut gallery behind me, I'm going to play I'll Change for You by Mitski.
Excuse me.
Girl.
I'm choosing depression today, and that's okay.
We had a set vibe, and you're going against it.
It's a new song.
Okay.
And I can't lie. Like, I feel like Mitski is a part of me, like how you said Laura's a part of you, because my entire high school career was just defined by me waking up every morning and not choosing happiness by immediately deciding to put on Mitski.
Wow, so you didn't give the day like,
oh,
a
yeah,
chance
no.
at all.
I would never. And then I wondered why I was so sad all the time. Like,
like, did you ever consider like maybe starting your day with a different song?
Well, that's how I got into K-pop. That's actually the craziest thing ever. That was my pipeline. Because I was like, what can I listen to that's like you can't be sad listening to like NCT 127 with like Sticker with like the flute. Like, you can't. Like, it's so
that's true.
Stupid.
That's true.
I feel like the anti-Mitski for university students is Pitbull, because I'm not going to lie, sometimes I like to start my day with Pitbull.
Or No Hands by Waka Flocka.
Wait, no, that's true.
No Hands. Just that song alone has gotten me through a lot, which sounds so funny. Like, that song's gotten me through more than Mitski has, honestly. I love her, though, but, like, I just can't listen because it's just, like, so sad. But after that, we're going to play Fly Away by Caro Caro Bonita. This one is Iman's. Taxes by Geese. That one was Max pick. And we're going to finish off with the ballad of Matt and Micah by Magdalena Bay. I know you were really excited to put this one in. You were really adamant. So if you want to talk about that one.
Okay, it's a song that played when Quilt, which is like the magazine one of the magazines I draw for, first advertised their fall issue, and that was like the first time I got one of my digital artworks on print. So it kind of reminds me of that in that sense.
That's so cute. Wait, stop.
Yeah, it's like on their Instagram account. You can scroll down. I think I reposted it like back in October too. And
yeah.
Also, it's a really, I feel like it's a really good ending song because it's, in my mind, it's very like Friday, like late Friday afternoon, sunny day in March or April, and you're going home and everything's great.
That's so, yeah, I really like that. And then, Mac, do you want to talk about the Geese song?
Oh, boy, I do. Geese, I love Cameron Winter a lot. He's just hooting and hollering into the mic, and it's great. That's literally what God is real. He's just saying stuff for like the sake of hearing his own voice. Yeah, no, literally.
You're gonna drag me.
Brits, bring me down. Oh, wait, nail me down.
We both messed it up. I thought you were saying Defying Gravity.
No. Anyways, Taxes is a song that I've been really, 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 really into as of late. It's just really like upbeat, happy, haha, feel good. Kind of similar to what Amon said. It reminds me of just like walking home in the sun and like skipping down the street and like
frolicking.
Yeah. And like I like whenever that song comes on, I feel like the happy SpongeBob with like the propeller hat and like the lollipop. Like that's literally me, guys.
It's like that horrible midterm is over. Yes. Now yeah. The sun is shining.
That was me actually walking out of Stats yesterday when I just literally couldn't care less because I didn't know how to do one question and got to the point where I was standing there and I just wrote down like a fake answer and I just got up and I submitted it because I was like, I just don't know how to do this.
It's like the last Psych 100 exam in April when we're walking.
After the strikers were like blasting music. Yeah. And they were handing out your books.
Okay, guys, it was still a great day. Like, we were done Psych 100 forever.
Yes. That was genuinely
the worst course of my life. Okay, but we do have to make sure we don't go over the time limit. So with that, I think we are going to wrap things up. I will see you guys next week. Thank you so much to Mac and Iman for coming and picking some amazing songs.
I love Bangers with Claire.
Me too.
I love Bangers with Claire.
And with that, mamas, I will see you next week. Claire out.
Right now I'm in a state of mind. I wanna be in lack all the time. Ain't got no tears left to cry. So I'm picking it up, picking it up. I'm loving, I'm living, I'm picking it up. I'm picking it up, picking it up. I'm loving, I'm living, I'm picking it up. I'm picking it up, picking it up. Loving, I'm living, so we turn it up. Yeah, we turning it up. Ain't got no tears in my body. I ran out, but boy, I like it. I like it. I like it. Don't matter how, what, when, who tries it. We out here vibing. We vibing. We vibing. The colors in you, I see them too, and boy, I like them.
living, I'm living, so we turning up. Yeah, we turning it up.
Closing, so I'm loitering outside. That's why I'm the greatest.